It's a new day. Greetings. This is Minister Jacqueline Kane and Dr. Patrick Ware, a psychiatrist here in Duluth, Georgia. How are you doing today, Doc?
I'm doing well, Minister Kane.
Great. And you're listening to The Soulful Mind, a call-in radio program on WGUN 1010 AM. And we are available via the web, which is a webcast, which is great, at www.wgunradio.com. We are here for you and heartfully waiting for your call. Email us and tell us what you think about the program at www.thesoulfulmind.com. We'd love to have an opportunity to talk with you. This is going to be a great show. And now I would like Dr. Ware to say something to you.
Thank you, Minister Kane. We're going to offer you some new ways of thinking and some opportunities to turn your struggles into peace and contentment for you and perhaps even for those you love. This entire ministry sprang from two independent acts of kindness, one with a profound heartache and another who understood that heartache from previous experiences they had had. These two souls, Minister Kane and myself, provided support and encouragement one to the other. Out of the gratitude of one sprang this ministry, which is intended to give the same support and nurture to any who will listen and can hear about the gift. We've been taught that God created man in his own image, Genesis 1:27. And it is our belief and faith that the human spirit is the temple within which the Spirit of God resides, 1 Corinthians 3:16. It is simply human judgment, Deuteronomy 1:17, that is the sole author of human misery and anguish and the prime barrier to the full discovery of God's complete and sacred gift of life and meaning. It is our mission to assist and support any listening ear in the pursuit of reducing or eliminating human judgment as a barrier to the full discovery of the bounty of God's gifts. Our vision is to utilize all of our energies in helping those who are interested in developing an alternative way of living in the pursuit of the full richness of God's gifts. Let us invite you to visit our website, www.thesoulfulmind.com, and to listen to this program and call in and let us know how you're doing in your journey. On the website, you will find an exercise, which we refer to as the first simple step on a longer journey. That exercise is as follows. As often as you can, excluding during the operation of heavy machinery, during the day, after you have had any feeling, regardless of its size or quality, simply ask yourself, using a 10-point scale where 0 represents a feeling with no intensity and 10 represents a feeling that is the most intense you could ever imagine having in your life, how intense was that feeling? Please do this with any size, any feeling, any quality, at any time. Please allow your mind to register the response. It only takes a nanomoment. And for the rating, to find its own place on your 10-point scale. As soon as that is complete, you continue on with your day until you're able to repeat the process with your next feeling. Remember, this exercise is intended to allow you to address any feeling, any size, any quality, good or bad, anytime. We look forward to your discoveries and your sharing how you are doing through email or call in. And remember that the program times will be posted on the website. One of our previous clients reported after having used this exercise for a period of a few weeks the following, which we thought we would share with you. This 32-year-old mother of two preschool children with a history of using the exercise for a brief period reported, "At first I was very angry and resentful, among other things, I discovered later. I'm now having joy and gratitude and am less closed with other people. I'm offering myself more to others, I'm just simply more open. My life feels less cluttered. I'm feeling more and everything now. I'm a bit more patient, and for me, that's very big. I'm a lot less judgmental in general, and that feels awesome. I'm just more in the moment. As these changes have unfolded, I've become much more aware of of how before I began this program, I felt helpless, wanted to just quit, was deceptive with others, was very judgmental, fed up, frustrated, hopeless, finished, isolated, and very confused. First, you have to be open. At first, you don't even know right now. You're so into anger and hurt. You don't have any idea how simple it is to turn this around and how grateful you will be when you do. Life really isn't about what you think. It's been like for most of all of your life, up to the present. Life is about you. It's so powerful. You have the power to change your own life. You have to allow yourself this time to focus upon you and your feelings. Stop playing the martyr or the victim and just focus on you and do this. This will change your life. You don't need to understand it or justify it or ask questions about it. Just do it because it works. It will be natural to struggle with yourself. That's what we are used to doing, fighting ourselves all day long. Stop fighting yourself and give up everything you've thought about why or how life works or the right way to be before. Surrender to yourself. I didn't do the exercises at first with anything like this in mind. Just doing them works. It's really very exciting. That's why today I'm in gratitude and have carried that with me all week. When you can feel that you can't keep from smiling. I couldn't have imagined ever being here at any time in my life, much less in 6 weeks. What is you is, and what is not you just falls away on its own. Thank you.
Dr. Ware, that's awesome. So what we're saying here is that this exercise is so important, yet it's so simple. And we've had several people say to us, it's too easy. It's too easy, but it's actually life-changing. If you think about everyday issues, we look at it in such an intense thing that everything seemed to be a 10 on our scale. Excuse me. And I remember when we first met, you told me, you said, okay, Jackie, I'm going to explain this to you. The scale is from 10 to 1. And I looked at you a little bit confused because I didn't know how to measure it. And you said, think about it. 10 being that something tragic happens to one of your children. Now, let's go back and see what you're feeling. And immediately, I got it. I thought, wow, I'm going around every time something happens or comes up in my life, it's coming up as a 10, and that's why we are so stressed out as God's people. And the abundant life that he spoke about in John 10:10 can't happen because we're so focused on the issues and what's going on around us and not how intense is that.
Yes, Jackie, I think one of the most profound lessons of my life has been in working with people of all ages and all ethnic backgrounds is that we as people outside of our awareness fight all of our feelings, not only just the unpleasant ones, also the pleasant ones. That heartache in humanity comes from actually a self-imposed resistance to letting our hearts be open and full because we have this idea that we can choose and select the feelings that we want or like. And there are a few things in this world that I know of that are more tragic than a human being who cannot allow their heart to breathe and to move and to embrace all of God's greatest gifts to us. So, you know, what we're doing is offering people an opportunity of experiencing all of their feelings with less and hopefully no judgment. And in my experience, anyone who will do this exercise is going to have an opening that they just can't imagine.
So to reiterate this, a scale from 10, from 1 to 10, 0 to 10, okay? You're saying that when you have a feeling, no matter what size it is.
Any size, any quality, any time.
Any time. When you have that feeling, immediately put it on the scale to see where it ranks.
Just ask yourself, and how intense was that? Mm-hmm. And watch that feeling find its own place on the scale. And you just simply register where it finds its place. And the results are unbelievable.
They are.
Unbelievable. And
they are.
You know, it will take you to your knees. It will put you in a place of gratitude. And it will allow you to experience things of value that you've been missing, things that you used to think were critical. Living solely for the benefit of others, trying to take care of other people and hoping that somehow it would lighten your own burden. In my experience, just simply doesn't work. You know, the thing about power and fame and fortune and beauty, even youth, or health even, if for that matter, those things, in my experience, just simply don't open the human heart.
And you're absolutely right. And I'm so excited about this new program because, you know, I'm a minister and been a minister for years. Also, I've been assistant pastor before, and I have spoken with so many of God's precious people. And this has been the key and the secret into living the abundant life is how we think and how we judge everything and how we put everything into a package where it's not... We're not able to live the fullness of God, the fullness of what He wants us to be, because we're so judgmental in everything that we do and everything that happens to us.
And it's been my experience that a person cannot think their way out of judgment. That's why I think this offering is so valuable, is that we introduce people to an experience that removes and or reduces the judgment. It's just profound. What our intent with this program is to help people walk through this experience, to have people send us emails. The address is on the website, thesoulfulmind.com, to call in when we go live.
Definitely.
Probably in the month of December.
Absolutely.
Because we want to assist you in this opening, in this grandeur of God's gifts.
Absolutely. So we're looking forward to seeing you guys sometime in December with our live show, and we want you to call in and speak with us, and Dr. Ware will be here, and like I said before, he's a pro. So we're looking forward to having you guys a part of this wonderful ministry that the Lord has given us, and we want to let you know that we love you dearly. We want to make sure that you are a whole human being and that you are able to live the abundant life. And the abundant life comes simply by being who you are, loving the Lord with all your heart, and showing people around you how to have an abundant life. So we're looking forward to seeing you. Dr. Ware, have any final words?
Yes, we're unwilling to accept your closed heart.
Absolutely.
We want to walk with you into the wonderment of God's gift.
We love you so much. This is Minister Jacqueline Kane.
And Dr. Patrick Ware.
We'll see you soon. God bless. Have a great day.